A few weeks ago, I had the chance to listen in on a combo rehearsing at Jazz Central Studios. There were two saxophonists, a guitarist, a bassist, a drummer, and a pianist, and they were running through jazz standards. Bassist Chris Bates was running the session, and the performers were a group of adult amateur musicians. This was their first time playing together. Here, Chris was giving them feedback on their run-through of Wes Montgomery's tune, 4-on-6.
Stop the form. Yeah, that's a solo break. That's okay. Okay. One more time. Just,
yeah, I need a break.
Yep. That's okay. Are you following? So, yeah.
This sextet was one of several combos that were created by a new educational outfit catering to adult musicians called North Star Jazz Workshops. You'll hear more about them in a minute. The players in this session were clearly being challenged by the music. Still, I sensed a feeling of excitement as I spoke with each one of them individually. The tenor saxophonist Charles Burdick said he played in college. However, there was a long break when work and kids and life took over. For him, having the opportunity to play with other people was a completely different experience from practicing by himself.
Being able to have a bass and a drum and a piano and another horn, you know, you can really feel the song take shape, whereas if you're just trying to practice at home, you know, there's kind of a meditation to it, but it's not the excitement, it's not the energy, it's not the imagination and everything else, the magic that happens when you're in a group.
Guitarist John Pohl says he was a regular attendee at jam sessions held at Jazz Central until the pandemic started.
COVID happened, and the jam sessions got shut down here at Jazz Central, and I kept wishing, hoping, and pleading that something like this would come back. And so that's basically why I'm here, is because I like playing jazz, and I like playing with people, and I like to learn more about how to play better.
Right, so we really like hear that.
Bassist and instructor Chris Bates clarifying some of the harmonies in the song Nature Boy. Bates gets visibly excited as he teaches, offering both advice and praise to the members of the group as they play the chart down. Chris founded North Star Jazz Workshops with two other musician educators based in the Twin Cities, trumpeter Ben Litwin and saxophonist Joe Hartnett. The weekend that we spoke, he worked with two different combos for the very first time. I asked him to reflect on the experience as a teacher who normally works with groups of younger students.
I've done this with youth before, but that is always a different equation because they're either really eager and they just jump in, or they're clearly not super ready and so they need some coaxing. The adult thing is just a different thing. Almost everyone came super prepared already. So we were able to come in and just start playing melodies and then just start soloing. And then we can address, how do you get better at those things? What are other things that we can do within the music?
The opportunity for adults to learn and play jazz seems to have struck a chord with a lot of folks in the Twin Cities. The size of the response when they began announcing the workshops took Chris and his partners Ben Litwin and Joe Hartnett by surprise. Here's what Hartnett had to say about it.
Ben and I were kind of thinking we might get 2 to 4 groups to start out with, and we have 11. So we were really blown away by the amount of people out there that are looking for an outlet like this and an opportunity like this.
The North Star Jazz Workshops host an open house and jam session Saturday, February 8th from 1 to 4 p.m., taking place at Jazz Central Studios. For more information on North Star Jazz Workshops, visit northstarjazzworkshops.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.